Lily Mithin. Oh. Joshy Van Collenberg, how are you? I'm going to call you Van Collenberg because you're pretty much one of them these days.
They're great people.
You've had Hugh on, Josh on, Ryan Shelton.
No, we're just part of the...
You're an imperfect.
Imperfect.
I know.
We're all imperfect.
Are you on that show? No.
No, we've just had them on our podcast, which Lily... I have written two messages to Lily.
Okay, let's just set the scene first on this so everyone's listening. We're here, we're doing a mini. This is the first one we're back in studio since I've been away.
Mm-hmm. Studio's very nice. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful to have you here. We love having you here, and we said that we'd catch up more, and I called you the other day. We've got to wait. Okay, let's set the scene. So Lily Mithin's here. Joshy Bromley-Lynch is here. Yeah. Very good mini crew to go through what is a lot to unpack from the last few weeks. And we're getting excited. We're jumping all over the place. So let's just bring it back down now. Everyone say hello. I'll say to you firstly, how are you?
Well, thank you, Dil.
And the season is about to start in a week.
A week, yeah. Practice match this weekend.
It's come around
like crazy.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited though. It'll be fun.
And how's the form? How's everything? How's the team looking?
Yeah, good. Yeah, sort of like a weird period, I guess, with expansion and lots of movement. So it was a bit sort of scary to see if we'd lose anyone or if anyone had jumped ship. But really lucky to sort of hold all the talent together and added a few new ones. So
it's good.
Are you running on top of the ground?
Yeah, that's what they say this time. We're going to win. We just have to win. Like, we've got the best team, we've got the best list, best coach. Yeah. Everyone's fit and healthy. Yeah. Preseason's been amazing.
Right on top of the ground.
Woof, here we are. We're ready.
Do you know what was funny? And I think we were talking about this when we caught up with Ali and Chloe as well. But I think, I don't know if it had happened yet, but we're talking about expansion and you know, some girls having to move around teams and whatnot. And the Blues, who I support, as well as the Giants, support both teams in both AFL, WAFL, the men's and women's comps. But Matty Press-Barkas and Georgia G. I don't know if we're talking about this on the show or not.
You said how much you love Georgia G.
You know, she was one of my favourite players, still is. I was pretty pissed off not with her, but it's just the situation. But I understand. Mm. I understand that to grow, we need these things. And in saying that, it's a good thing that people are getting upset by. That shows that there's a great
that
level
you care.
Of interest. Yeah.
And it's nice that you care.
And I saw Press-Parkas got the number 4 again for the Dons.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that the other
she
day.
Is number 4. We played Dons actually in a sort How of mini they? Practice match on the weekend.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
There we go.
The Hangar. Have you been to the Hangar?
Yeah, apparently. I haven't been
there.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I was very impressed with it.
Yeah, was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
How will they go this year? Because expansion teams can go either way. They can come in and like dominate or then come in and maybe struggle.
I think they'll be good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Essendon's VFL program is really strong. They just won the VFL.
Yep.
What do you call it? The grand final?
Yep.
I was going to say best and fairest.
No, it's called a grand
individual.
Final. Yeah,
grand final.
My dad played in 3.
You did it. That's okay. I played in 1-2, but we lost.
Oh,
it happens.
Crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, no, so they'll be competitive. I think they've got like really strong VFL talent and then sort of bolstered their list with some sort of classier
they've
players.
Rated the Blues,
it, which is good.
Which
so
is hard. Across town rivals, I'm pretty upset with that.
I love that. But what about Port Adelaide?
You love that I'm
because,
upset.
Yeah, I love that you're upset.
Yeah.
What? Aaron
I'm
Phillips?
Not sad. Yeah.
I saw the vision of her and her father.
How nice was
that? That was awesome.
Yeah, it was really cute, isn't it?
I don't know whether it's my age or whatever it might be. More sensitive, I think. I'm a snag, sensitive, new age guy. Like, that vision was just beautiful.
It was really nice, wasn't it? But I don't know why, to be honest, she was so surprised that she was being named captain.
Like, it's like you're the best player ever.
Of course.
Like,
you're
probably
the captain.
One of our best athletes.
Yeah.
But she doesn't seem like she has, like, an ego or anything, so it's probably just like that shock still that it's actually.
I think like as well, just, you know, obviously her dad played there.
Yeah.
Number so one. Like, it's just all together. And
I like it.
The bit with her dad, I was like, I was almost going to send it to my dad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, he's not going to be able to, like, he's not going to be out of hand of this. He'll be way too emotional about this. Too nice. Too nice.
Yeah, nice. And how are you, mate? What's news with you?
I'm good. We're just.
I missed you when I was away.
Well, I did miss you too, Dylan. And when I was in Bali, because we were away in Bali 1 week. You sent a message into the group, which was very nice of you, saying
you
missed you guys today. But I also missed you guys
throughout
the last 4 weeks.
You get me up. I was a bit flat yesterday. I had you see Dill and you go, geez, what a great guy. You know, what an... No one says that.
That's what I think
no
all the time.
No, they
But
do.
I was down yesterday. I was so like.
Did you wake? Was it from the start
just
of the day?
Bits and pieces, man. You know, in life, there's just things that, you know, you just got to deal with.
So what did you do? What was your strategy?
The strategy was to go home, jump into bed, and put on the TV. I just love to just sometimes You just got to jump in the bed, put on TV, get in there and have a little...
Nestle in.
And I did that, laid with the dog, laid with Jars, come in this morning and I saw, and I knew you guys were coming in. It got me up today.
Love that.
So I'm excited. Anyway.
Was there a reason why you were down? Wasn't it?
Oh, there was, yeah, no, there was some few. No, it wasn't just things. Oh, no. Actually, how about this? I called Lily the other day to say, you know, do you want to come in for
you
a
guys mates,
catch up?
You?
We are, we're mates.
Yeah,
well,
mates.
Actually, it's a good question. I don't know.
No, you are mates.
No, I thought that.
I thought that, Josh.
I thought that.
Do you have your, so just in your phone, your mates, would you have their numbers saved?
I have all my mates' numbers.
That you care, people that you care about would be
like
saved.
The ones that I've got, like, had on podcasts and that. Yeah, mates.
I definitely
have their number.
So when
because
they
they're my mates. You love them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you love and calling them, contacting
like when
them.
When they contact you save it straight away.
100%, I would agree. Lily, what about you?
Yeah. I'd love to say that. And I would definitely. Oh,
you don't save your mates.
I stuffed up. That's all I got to say, isn't it?
It was
really
I'd come
awkward.
In hot, she's like, oh, hey, who's this? Oh,
flat. That's why you're flat.
Yeah. That's why I was flat today. But anyway, we got it. You saved the number now.
It's saved with
his
a love
name's
heart.
Dylan.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dylan Buckley with a love heart. Yeah, of course, because that's what friends do.
That's
gorgeous.
Appreciate
yeah, that's what friends do.
Moving into today's show, I thought I'd just update you guys, and I want you guys to update me on what's been happening. I have a few questions. I have a few revelations of life.
We
and
love
just
revelations.
Theory and everything like that. Did a podcast today with Christian O'Connell. Do you know Christian O'Connell?
No.
Christian O'Connell, Breakfast Show.
Breakfast Show.
Oh,
Gold
104.3. Yeah, Gold
104. Probably one of the biggest radio DJs in the world. Really, really good guy. I really loved him. So that's coming out next week.
Well, I will know soon because I'll listen to the pod.
Thank you very much.
As do I.
Yeah. Hey, on a serious note, Olivia Newton-John.
Oh,
I know. It's actually my
They hit me in the feels.
Yeah,
really
one of my good friends' auntie as well. So she was obviously very upset.
Yeah,
didn't see that coming.
No,
I know she'd been unwell, obviously. But
yeah, that was one of those ones where like celebrity deaths are such a weird when you don't know them at all, but you feel like you do.
Mm.
And it, you know, the one thing that really kept me on it, and we were talking to the boys earlier about this, but like John Travolta. Put up a post of like them in Greece, and it was like, you know, like, you know, I like, miss my girl, you know, you're my your sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's like that fucking hit me right in the in the tickle.
It right should have like it was sort of like because I look back and I reckon Greece was one of those like obviously watch cartoons
young
when you're a kid, but
yeah.
the young love like when she's in that the black like. Costume,
and they sing the song.
The song. Like I reckon I remember I was in my auntie's house watching Grease for the first time. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
And like you're like 8 or 9, but like, you know, you're like, fuck her out. Like she's gorgeous.
Yeah, and you're attached to that. You feel like that first
you know them.
Like relationship.
And like when Grease Megamix comes on at any sort of party, that is an all time floor filler for me.
True.
Or keeps people on the floor. But
it's a track.
With the celebrity deaths, we were talking about it before, but like when Kobe died, I had that feeling where I was like, I was actually shot between the eyes a little bit. I was like, and I don't know why. It's like you grow up with these people. You don't actually know them, but you know them so well.
You think,
yeah,
it's hard. It's weird.
Really sad.
And it's not even fun talking about it. But yeah, anyway, I just thought we'd send our love to the Olivia Newton-John family. And terrible, but rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
In other news, I got a Kindle.
Did you?
Do you know what you?
Yeah, the
book. You're a reader? Yeah,
like reading.
Yeah.
What do you read?
Oh, I'm not much of a reader.
Yeah.
And one of those things, and everyone says it that doesn't read. It's like I wish I read because like I can get smart. I can like be like speak to like people that read books and discuss books, and I'm just not that. But I know what a Kindle is because my friend actually brought it on footy trip.
Oh,
and we thought, why not?
Trip?
But you were like, crazy. It's just like, crazy Sam.
On footy trip.
I know.
Got the Kindle
on
the footy
and when
trip.
We were
Lovely.
Packing up the house, I like left it on the bedside table because like I thought it was
they're
a
tiny.
Prop of the house.
They like a tower.
You know, you know how they, but just like, you know how they have like books and like things for like when you're doing down the coast.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got the beach balls and the couple of books and the Kindle.
Yeah.
So we all left it there thinking it was just like
a part of it.
An amenity of the house.
Okay. Yeah.
And then one of the girls was like, hey, did anyone see my Kindle?
Yep.
And we were like, oh yeah, but we left it because like who the hell would bring a Kindle to a footy trip? Anyway, so that's why I know what a Kindle is.
They're cool. Anyway, I would suggest like they're actually really relatively cheap as well. You just buy things off Amazon and it goes straight on. And the one thing I love it is because when I was trying, and when I say like I'm reading, please, I'm not trying to pretend that I'm one of those guys that reads a lot, but I'm trying to get into it. And I actually am really into it now, but I'm trying to make time, build it into the routine.
Yeah.
Read a couple of cool books, shared it, like spoke about a couple in a few minis.
Yeah.
But the really cool thing about Kindles is you can like highlight things, search it. And when I'm reading, like I don't have the best vocabulary.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like actually a really hard word to say.
Vocab.
Yeah. Just say vocab.
The best vocab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And what's really cool about it too is like you can be reading and you can highlight words, yep. Shows you what it means. Da, da, da. Like it's just it's very good for the brain.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
It is. That's great for. I didn't know it did that.
Yeah,
that would force me more so to buy one now because when I'm reading, I like look up a word that I don't know. Yeah. And you're going back to your phone.
You use it in a sentence.
Yeah, yeah, and then you want to try and use it in a sentence like the next day.
Damn, I'm trying to think of a word of last night.
What book are you reading?
I'm reading, reading Christian O'Connell's book. I was just reading the first couple chapters last night.
Yeah.
There's a word in there called.
What was the word?
God,
I love this.
I can't even remember it. It was called like Optimonious or something like that.
What does that mean?
Onomatopoeia?
No, it wasn't that one. But it meant something. I can't remember. So it's good to know that the knowledge is staying in the brain as well.
That's exactly
the last
right.
time I tried to read a book was on my iPad.
What was it?
Which The Happiest Man Alive.
Oh, such a good book.
Yeah.
I haven't read that.
And it's such an easy book to read.
Easiest.
And it was when I was in Noosa maybe like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And first day of holiday was like, yes, I'm going to read this holiday, just like you do on every holiday.
Yeah.
And then I read the first hand, not again since.
You haven't read that book?
No,
did you end up finishing it?
I didn't finish it.
That is unbelievable. I read it, yes, 100%. Eddie Jaiku, the man that survived the Holocaust.
Yeah, yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is one of the all-time books.
I
read it last year and I remember finishing it and I was supervising as a teacher in like all the students that had to come to school while lockdown was on. I like started towards the end, I like started crying.
Yeah, people say it's sad.
Yeah. It's a beautiful book. Highly recommend that one.
Sadness kills me.
Yeah, but it was like sadness, crying. But it was also like quite beautiful, nice. The story.
Yeah.
What's funny in books as well with this Christian O'Connor one is like when there's humor in books and you're reading, you go, oh, that was a joke. That was funny. And it's written and you're like, oh, that was quite funny. This guy Nalate did that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's funny to be telling jokes in a book.
So he was telling the jokes in the book.
Yeah, like there's bits in it where I was like, oh. That's funny.
Yeah,
Like I read it and then I read it back going, oh, that was actually really funny. Yeah. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Cool.
I read a book last year. It was like City of Thieves and I actually, and it was this historical fiction.
Yeah, you're sort of reading a,
yeah, and you're like, laughing out loud.
And like, it's not even a
you got to pick up on the tone.
Like, no, like in a text.
No, I get that.
Yeah. In a text message, you know how someone says something, you go, haha, but in your head you're like, yeah, like whatever. In a book, when you're reading the Kindle, you actually go, you actually do it.
How do you check when you actually do belly laugh to when you're just like telling someone on a text that's funny?
Oh.
How do you vary like
I love that question. Because sometimes when shit's not funny at all, you can't even send the ha ha. It's like, that's not. So you have to nearly like go, ha ha, H. So it looks like you were going to do it, but you're not giving too much.
Yes.
So that's what I do for people that like say something that's not funny. I'm like, ha ha, with another H on it.
Okay.
But when something's really funny, you wouldn't even know because you don't have a number safe. But when something's very funny, I go the baha.
Oh, do you do that? Baha.
I go baha. Man. Yeah.
Oh, because I reckon capital. Just ha-ha. It's just like, that wasn't funny. And
at all.
I'm showing you that it's not funny.
Is that A-H-A?
H-A. H-A.
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, that's
ha-ha.
Like
and it's
ha-ha.
Like moving on. It's like, ha-ha, moving on.
Ha-ha, yeah. Awkward.
Anyway, what do you do?
Oh, when something's really funny, I get the capitals.
You go, ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Just start with an A or H?
H. Yeah. Always H.
Sometimes you can start with an A as well. You're
I don't think I've ever done capitals.
Really?
Capitals.
No.
I'm a big emoji man as well.
Yeah, I love emoji.
Or I just say, that is fucking hilarious.
We're
is
absolute.
I sometimes think that's a good one.
I think that does a bit of justice.
We're talking 100%. Absolute muck at the moment. Moving on. One thing I was doing when I was away, and I'm shocked at how much I've still been thinking about this, was walking tours. So when I was, like, in any country we went to, when I'm with Jazz, because she's so much better at traveling and better than me. When you go with mates, you don't really do it. But when you go with a partner, you sort of, you're a bit more, like, you're into doing more things, you know. If you go on a girls trip or a boys trip, I feel like you're just
going
doing mental
you're doing stuff. Doing the group thing.
When you go with like your partner, you'll be a bit more inclined to like doing things. I feel like doing
educational
stuff.
Museums,
all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So we did a walking tour everywhere we went, loved it, just learning the history. Then I got home and I was like, I don't know anything about my own fucking city yeah. or country. Yeah. Like Melbourne, Sydney, Australian history in general, which again, we know to this date we haven't been educated well enough on.
No.
But I was like, fuck, it's implored me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Implored me to go, I want to do a walking tour of Melbourne City.
I love it.
Would you do that?
I'd do that.
Probably would. I don't love, so the walking tour is like guide and everything.
It's a guide. So basically what happens as well.
You follow the man with
you follow with the umbrellas, the flag.
Yeah.
And the best thing about this too is normally the people that do these are like, you know, they're either history teachers or like
community.
So they do it as like a passion. And also at the end, I really love, they go, this is free, but you tip what you think it's worth.
Oh, I love that.
So like they really are going hard.
Putting
at like
their ass on the line.
Yeah, and you do it. They go, look, this is normally, you know, it's this if you think I was shit, this if you think I was good, this if you really liked it sort of thing. So it's cool to do that as well. And they're always unbelievable. So I'm going to do a walking tour of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I'll report back of what I
learned. Would you do a certain suburb or area? Or would you
I'd probably just start with the CBD.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there'd be anyone else.
I reckon that happened in Fitzroy. Okay. Or like the laneways and like art, like the graffiti. Yeah. I feel like I see them around there sometimes.
It'd be cool though in the history of like the different buildings and everything. Yeah. I love looking at old buildings, no matter where you are.
Mm.
I love looking at like what would have that been back in the day? Like,
yeah.
And like what would have ran out of here? Was it a bakery? Was it
100%.
A bank? Whatever it might be.
There's actually a guy that makes some incredible books. Oh, there's this Instagram page. Like, and I think it's called like Old School Melbourne or something.
Like, and Lily, do you like looking at like photos of like, it says like 1800 Australia, like this is Melbourne in 1800, and then it's like the 2000, and you're like trying to pick where that was, where this was? Because I'm reading a Rip Curl book at the moment.
Yeah, right.
And Torquay is the same. So it's like they put all the old photos, and now you know exactly where these spots are.
Can I just blow both your minds right now? We've actually got a book of this, a coffee table book of this.
Love it.
The guy's name here is Chris Macharis, at Old Vintage Melbourne. He's got 104,000 followers on Instagram. And basically he uploads photos from like the 50s or 40s or 30s, like 1900, whatever it is, 18, whatevers, and then matches them up with what it is now.
Mm. Yeah, that's
fucking
what,
cool.
That's
so cool.
That's the stuff what I was talking about. Yeah. I love
it's
that
so
stuff.
Check that Instagram page out. That's Old Vintage Melbourne. We'll share the link of that in the show notes.
Yeah,
love
as
it.
Well.
What about the silent disco?
Oh, that
walking
looks sick.
Tour in the city. Have you seen that?
There's this. Is this a thing
in Melbourne? Yeah.
So you want to just wear your own headphones?
Mate.
And you go
yeah.
And
so
do
someone
it.
Like someone runs it, and then you put the silent disco headphones on. And then you all go through the city and you're all listening to the same track
That's cool.
You dance through the city.
And you're dancing through the city. I was sitting at a pub in Fitzroy last year having a few beers with some mates and all of a sudden there was like 20 people and I think they might have been like on a hen's day or something like that.
Really?
And they're all just like
That's
dancing, moving around.
So
and like,
good.
Fucking like loving it. And they can't. They don't know what's going on around them.
No.
Like they're watching traffic obviously but and you don't know what song they're going to but you're like, that has got to be a good song.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Mate,
yeah, I had no idea.
It looks pretty good.
All right, well, let's look into that as well.
Yeah, that producey end of year party.
Oh, come on.
Lock it in. I'm liking what I'm picking up what you're putting down. I've got a quiz. I know the Bromley Lynch quiz is just world famous.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I love having guests on there too. It's awesome when like we message guests and they reply and stuff.
This isn't
I'm
the
getting
roasting
clipped
of
around the ears here.
She's here and we're very
no. We did
here.
We did one
she's
dialogue.
Busy.
We had
no,
one,
we did dialogue and then it was like, are you around Wednesday? Yeah. And then I think I was like, not this week, but maybe next week. And then,
but now we're here.
Now we're here.
We can tee it up.
Okay, we'll tee it up for another time. Yeah, I've actually got some questions for you, fine friends. Today, I've got
love
four things that I sort of learned. This was over a few beers I was chatting with some mates about the other day.
Always,
and I think that you'll be able to work this out because when I was in the UK. There always discussion comes up like why do countries drive on each side of the road? So like in the US they drive on the right, on here we drive left.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is?
Because of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Where
the
steering wheel is.
Well, the car
and also
was made. The road was made before the car.
Also, is it because something to do with the buses and like where people get out so they don't get hit?
Again, these were all made after the roads, so. They were made to the roads, I'm assuming. Think about it. I reckon just And again, I don't know if this is actually fact, but this is what someone's told me, which then
I'm trying to think if it's something to do with like how the horse and cart carriage opened
You're onto it. You're really onto it. Okay, so the American one, this is apparently. Again,
so they drive,
please,
so they're left.
They're on the right.
They're driving on the right, side of the road. Yeah.
So the reason apparently the Americans drive on the right side of the road back in the day with a horse and carriage was you whip
from the
horse
right
with the right hand. So you're whipping out there, and if you're doing that, then you're getting crossed over with the other side of the thing. Apparently. Okay, I don't know if
that
this
makes
true.
Sense.
I would love for someone, if they have the correct answer to this, to come in. This is just what I've been told.
Yeah.
Why do people cheers?
Because that used to be a thing that like royals and prestigious people did back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was something to do with the when it flowed out of the cup. I forget what it was.
I think you're on the right track with it.
Cheers.
Keep going.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Think medieval times.
Yeah, it's medieval times. Cheersing was like...
Like
you're on it. You've
it's
got
poison.
It. Yes.
Yeah, check. Make sure it wasn't poison.
So you cheers to like either you cheers to make sure. Apparently, again, I don't know if this is true. We need confirmation.
Yeah, no,
here.
It is true. I've
apparently,
read it.
It's like to if there was poison in the drink, it would fuzz up a different way. And also, you cheers and then drink together so that you would see if the drinks would do the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And you die together otherwise.
And then you die together
otherwise. Yeah.
There you go. And the last
that's good.
One. Which
I'm glad I know that one.
And the last one, which I think is now obvious, but why do you shake hands? To show you're unarmed.
Oh, yes.
For weapons, a sword or a gun.
Oh, it's,
so if you're shaking your hand, you're not grabbing your gun or your sword.
Yes.
How interesting is that?
That is the origin. Because I was looking up the origin. Oh, I didn't get far enough into it. I was looking up the origin of clapping the other day. I was in a meeting and we're clapping. I'm like, how the fuck did this come
why
about?
Why do we do this?
Yeah, why do we do this? But I didn't look enough into it because something distracted me, so I couldn't go into it. Can you look it up?
We have to find that.
Yeah, because the origin of clapping, it was something like, I think it was back in plays or something like that.
It is interesting because that's such second nature. Look, cheers and shaking hands. But
to be honest, there's not much excitement around why we clap. It just says audience usually applaud after performance, such as a musical concert speech or play, as a sign of enjoyment or approval.
Just approval. We're forever seeking approval.
Yeah. Well, it sort of makes sense because it's like, well, sound and excitement makes others feel better.
Yeah, it does.
And you want to do that.
We love that. We love a clap.
To show
anyway,
thank
was
you.
That exciting?
I
liked it, yeah.
I love looking up the origin
and there are
thing.
Actually things that I'm glad I now know.
It's a fun fact. But again, I don't know if these are true. These are just things that I've looked up and other people have told me.
Can you guarantee the medieval one is true?
Yeah, well, let's that's if, good again, if there's someone going through, we'll confirm
from
these
me.
Next week whether they're true or not.
Yeah. It means a lot.
Reference J. Bromley Lynch. Cited. Buckley.
Love that. I've got one more thing I want to bring up with you guys before we just do whatever.
Yeah.
I'm getting annoyed, and this is a little bit of a list clogger's people who thing here, but I'm getting, whenever my partner and I go out for dinner, she loves to look up the menu and look at the photos of things, and I'm like, let's just fucking order. I don't think you should be allowed to look up on the menu before you look at it.
Mm.
I would never look at the menu before I go somewhere and like decide what I'm going to have.
Yeah, good one.
Like I hate that.
Yeah.
But if I'm at a cafe and I'm really – and I would only do it at brunch for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it for a lunch or a dinner. But at brunch, if you're tossing up between like more of like a
– lighter or heavier.
Yeah, and you just want to see – and it's like, is it just going to be smashed over or is it going to be smashed over like 1,700 things? Then I don't want that.
Yeah, with some dukkah.
You just want some dukkah and lemon. I don't want them like – another
fucking
like
pomegranate or something.
Yeah, like too many things. So sometimes you need like I'd like to know that. So I get it.
Yeah, okay.
But then I also feel like I do it.
Okay.
I reckon
I'm actually going to let that because that's actually a better answer than I even had. I think you're right. Don't do it to decide on a place.
Yeah.
Don't like be looking up before you. That's cheating because it's
cheating.
The experience of like it might be different as well when you get there.
I agree.
You still got to go there, but you can do it when you're there, maybe.
I'm happy to look up if we get told. Like I don't care where we're going to eat, but if I get told where we're going, I might have a quick look at the menu,
really?
But still go to that place regardless. It's like, oh, that looks good for tonight. Love that.
That's interesting.
No,
so I've never
like
ever looked at a menu pre going somewhere.
Yeah.
I like the surprise of just
maybe
getting
like I'd look it up to see like what cuisine it is if someone was inviting me somewhere and I didn't know what the place was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I'd like critique the menu.
I don't critique the menu. I do not critique the menu. I just look at it. Mm. And I'm not like, oh fuck, they don't have salmon patties. I don't know why that popped into my head. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not actually...
Not many places do have salmon patties, to be
I'm
honest.
Not looking at... Like, I'm not there to, like, judge them. Yeah. I'm just there to, like, get more knowledge about what I'm
feeling. What I'm saying is go
like
there, trust
on.
It, meet the staff, meet the environment.
Yeah.
Mm. Go there with an open mind and an open heart and an empty stomach and then fill it up with something that's beautiful.
Fill it
what
something,
about,
that's on the menu. With a bit of love.
What about, like, a coffee shop, though, especially when you're in a foreign place and you need to find a good local... spot for a coffee.
I didn't drink coffee overseas.
Are you what?
I only drank espressos. Like, I didn't drink like lattes or anything. I was just like, nah, I'm just sticking to the espressos. Because
it's tricky.
It's tricky and it's not. We are very, very blessed and grateful for the coffee that we have. We are world class coffee drinkers.
World class.
It's just not a, it's not even a thing.
We're coffee snobs.
We really are. So when I was over there, I really enjoyed just in Europe just having the espresso because it's nice.
Do you ever drink instant? I do.
I do. I would.
Live on the edge of it, though. So.
One of the guys in the office, though, has just launched a instant coffee brand.
Go on.
Decent?
Yeah, it's Yum.
Oh, is that Job Watson's
Yeah, Joe
brand?
Watson. Yeah, we work together. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, you know it.
Is that Job?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, he sent me a few sachets. I enjoyed it.
He seemed that's like good.
Yeah, I didn't. I would drink it again.
Yeah, so would I, but I'm just like, I'm not a, don't drink instant coffee.
Do you like the coffee for the experience, like the feel, like go and get it? Go and sit
get
there at
the
cafe.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So that's different. Yeah.
It's different.
Lastly, we'd love to recommend something on the way out. Series, movie, song, artist, experience,
go for
whatever
it,
that is. Is there anything top of your mind? We spoke about some books before that we're doing and we're massive book club people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you guys, I'll go first so you guys can think.
Yeah,
I haven't given any notice and lead in. I'm watching Blackbird on Apple TV at the moment. Have anyone heard of this?
Oh, I've heard
Apple
of it.
Apple TV is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's really, they don't do much wrong, Apple, besides making phones
really
that don't charge for like hours after they bring a new one out and stuff. That sort of
that's a glitch.
Bit not right. But besides that, they do some good things. There's a series on Apple TV at the moment called Blackbird. It's about this guy, drug dealer, gets put in jail, but then he gets his opportunity to work with the police to try and get a confession out of another inmate. Oh. So he gets, and then if he gets it, he gets out.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool.
That's
pretty
interesting. Cool. I started watching Shameless.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So funny. So funny. Have you watched it all?
Nah.
I've only watched like the first five eps, but I think I'm going to be hooked. And I've been hooked on a TV show for ages.
Doesn't have that would have like 20 seasons, doesn't it?
It's sort of like 8 or 9,
yeah,
I think. Yeah, like, and I'm probably obviously like on the back end, but that's the beauty of it all. We can just start whenever. And it is, it's really entertaining. So I'm going to watch that a fair bit. Books wise, I'm sort of like in the middle of a couple because I'm just no good with focus.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's good.
What are you in the middle of? Just
Rip Curl. The how Rip Curl started.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. Just to knock about.
I kept that business afloat in the early 2000s. Honestly, I kept them afloat.
To knock about
three quarter boardies.
I had
boardies.
Every pair of boardies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, every, Rip Curl.
I was like the coolest thing ever. That many, you know, waxes and stickers and just
life jackets.
Oh fuck me, life jackets.
Yeah,
geez,
you know
everything.
What, you know what changed for me? And this is not Rip Curl, but Quicksilver.
Yeah.
My life was turned upside down when I realized then the Roxy symbol
is that
was
down?
They're put together.
Yeah.
It's two Quicksilver flips.
I didn't even know that.
A really interesting podcast, and I'll get the link to this, but there's basically a story about how Roxy was made. Have you heard about this?
It's American?
It's American, but it was this girl, a lady who did it. I don't even want to like get into it, but basically somehow got involved with like a Russian mafia and she got like jibbed out of the business. It was bad. But I'll try and get the podcast and send it to you guys and we'll talk about it next week.
That'd
and I'll rehash because that could not be what happened at all. But it was really interesting how it all happened.
Russian
apparently
Russian.
She came up with the whole concept, but then Roxy Quicksilver sort of like stole it off her and stuff.
I have heard. That rings a bell.
Yeah. Lil?
Really shameful response, but I've just finished Love Island and I was hooked on it.
Which one?
The UK one.
Okay. And that's on just, what?
Nine Now.
Nine Now.
Yeah. And I just watched a reunion and I was so hooked
on it. What's the drag there? Like, what's the pull?
What do you mean? Like, it's
like,
just...
Is it just it's just
funny. So...
Easy.
You get home from footy training. Yeah, you just want to watch true. Like 40 minutes of like shit
trash.
TV when you're in bed and you just fall asleep watching it. And it's just like funny. It's cringe. You hate it, but you love it. Yeah. Anyway, so I've just finished that.
Yeah.
But then another more like a better recommendation. Just listen to Finding Mastery, which is the podcast. And it sort of reminds me of – have you heard it?
I've heard of Finding Mastery.
And it's got – just listen, my uncle recommended it. It was Pete Carroll. He's a
the football coach.
Yeah, of the Seahawks.
He's really intense.
Yeah, really intense, but thought it was an excellent podcast.
He's really out there, isn't he? Yeah.
Really out there and really ahead of his time. I think he admitted he was sort of like mid-60s or something, but just the way and he was talking about like mindfulness and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is this the Rive Show podcast?
Yeah, that's it.
Finding Mastery.
Mastery. You've got it. There's a few decent people on there.
Yeah.
Mastery,
once I listened to that one, I sort of saved a couple that I began to listen to, but sort of similar genre, I'd say, to Dylan Friends in terms of.
Oh, you just.
No, it's true though. Have you listened? Yeah, they're like similar.
I haven't listened to those, no.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lily. That means a lot. Have you listened to Diary of a CEO?
Yeah.
No.
You would love that. It's neck level. It's just.
Is that the British dude?
British guy, Stephen Bartlett.
Yeah.
I'll send you some episodes.
Jordan Peterson.
We've spoken about it a lot. He's had everyone, like Michael Jordan's trainer. He's had, literally every person you've ever wanted to hear from. He had like Jimmy Carr. He had,
Jordan Peterson, I reckon, was on it.
Yeah, we don't really like him these days. I think he's gone a bit weird.
He has weird. Yeah,
he's weird. Him and Tate off TikTok, I'm sort of trying to get away from my algorithm. Have you seen this guy, Tate?
No.
That's a good
I'm not much of a TikToker.
Anyway.
By the way, I don't agree with all of what Jordan Peterson does.
No, I think it's worth noting that.
Well played.
Definitely do not. Yeah. Lil, best of luck for this season.
Thank
We're going to see more of you here, you now, hopefully.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Yeah.
I actually don't have your number. Let's share.
Will you save it?
I'll save it.
We'll save it. We'll get it. Always a pleasure to chat to you all. Make sure you send in any questions to the Budget Smuggler hotline as well. We'll get that firing back up
it's
again.
It's firing, isn't it?
Didn't this week as well. I don't even know if I want to promote this too much, but we've had a couple of Dylan French tattoos.
Oh.
And please don't think that you need a tattoo for me to love you. I love you anyway, but we want to get them on the show to talk about why and how this actually all came about. So we'll be doing that.
You're saying the tattoos weren't big enough.
No, I was not. I was saying they're fantastically great.
They should be bigger.
No,
that's what you said.
No, I was not saying that. So love you all, Lil. Great to see you. Best of luck in the coming weeks.
Yeah, thank you.
Who got round one?
To it. We play it to granny rematch. Oh. Crows over there at Norwood. Oh. Huge.
Okay.
Norwood.
Yeah. So Adelaide people.
Without Philip. Okay. Without Aaron though. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're still good.
They're still strong.
Strong
organisation.
Yeah.
Love that.
All right. See good luck. I'll see you next Wednesday.
See you, man.
XX.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, that'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share with one of your friends, or you could do them all. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggest a guest, or advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in, IllyXX.